favorite beer.
George, favorite beer. Go.
You know, I'm going to say as a proud member of the UK, I'm not going to say the British Empire, but my knee jerk is Guinness. I love a Guinness. It's a strange.
Guinness is the best beer to shotgun because it's not really carbonated.
Right. It's nitrogen. And it's like, it just, it's just a smooth, creamy sip. Really.
Where are Jordan, you from?
My family is very Scots-Irish, but I was actually born in Scotland. So if I'm going with that, then I would, my allegiances would be Newcastle brown ale, because my mam's from Newcastle, isn't she? Our Claire. Our Claire Louise. Yeah. So those are my faves. What's your favorite beer?
Sam, you go first.
Sam, go.
Oh, I've like bartended for my whole life. So I went from like being a beer snob to like only drinking shit to like back to being a beer snob to like only drinking shit.
Yeah, that happened so, to me nice. Too.
Yeah. So my, my in quarantine weird go to.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Sam's favorite beer right now is half a Keystone and half, half of
and
a,
one shot
a nice
Jameson
wheat.
That somebody bought yeah. him.
It's a pint. Nice. It's a pint of Jameson, and I go, "This is beer now. Look at the glass it's in."
That's a thing. They call that a Boilermaker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Weirdly, my quarantine go-to is now those like aluminum bottles because I can save them for later. The Coors like aluminum bottles, like with the like the fat mouth. I like those a lot.
Sure,
that was my nickname in high school.
Mine too. Oh my god.
When did your nice beard come along?
Only recently. The beard was a side effect of the diet pills, honestly.
I lost it all in my mouth.
Irene, what's your go-to? What's your beer?
If I can like pick, which I realized that was the question.
You can
totally
select.
Pick. You're definitely allowed to pick.
Are we talking like on tap or in a bottle?
Talking on tap, I think. Draft beer.
Okay, because Abita Purple Haze on tap fucking slaps.
Interesting.
But in a bottle, it's trash.
Isn't that that's always the case? You know, it's like Steely Dan's albums are incredible, but you see them live and it's like, who are these sick men? These men need to be inside. I've never seen Steely Dan.
I never got...
Don't know why they came to mind.
That's your favorite band. You've just been always too nervous to mention it. And this is your like little test. You're like, Steely Dan, am I right?
Wouldn't it be crazy if we pivoted to just talking about Steely Dan?
What's your tattoo up?
My tattoo is my lone tattoo is a speech bubble on my wrist that says, ha! And I got it.
Comedy like place in North Hollywood logo.
Right, totally. There's a bar in Denver that had a neon sign like this for a while that was based on my tattoo, and then they tore it down. Just like my career. God damn it.
It looks like the logo of a place you'd have to pay $10 to do the open mic.
Welcome to Laughters. You ready to laughter?
Your host is a literal Nazi. Enjoy him.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fight Island, the podcast about fictional fights in the very real island where they take place. My name is Jordan Dahl.
I'm Sam Wiles.
And joining
us
today.
I'm Irene. Oh.
The very hilarious Irene Walton.
I didn't know if I'd get a fun introduction, so I just wanted to make my own.
You did. You made it fun.
You might know her from Jumping the Gun.
Yeah, fucking story of my life. I was the girl who was like, yeah, I'll go up to the guy and give my number, and he'd always be like, no, thank you.
Sorry, I'm here with my boyfriend, and we don't have phones.
Sorry, fat mouth, get out of here.
Coors wide mouth. Regardless of what we've been talking about so far, our topic today, we're gonna take another stab at one of our lost episodes. Because Irene, you're a bit of a friend's head, right?
That's what they call me. Yeah,
for sure.
Sam was rejoicing in my dad dying when I told him.
God damn it!
Go on. What happened?
I'll explain.
I wish you would.
I sent Irene an email that was like, hey, what if we did the Friends cast as a topic?
Sure.
She was like, yeah, I love Friends. It was my comfort show and my dad died.
Oh, okay.
And then I was like replying on my phone and then and you were like off the trigger, I went, fantastic. And then I hit send.
Wonderful. Oh no.
I love that journey for you.
Wonderful. Well, we did already, we took a stab at this episode, RIP, and apologies to Holly, Holly Brown, who was our previous episode contestant, Fight Islander,
contestant. Fighter? Sounds like you fighter. Win something. You don't
combatant.
Win something here.
But I don't remember any of the fights or who won any of them. So for any Irene heads that are, do you have something that you call your fans, like Waltonians or like?
Just the Walmart. No.
Registered sex offenders.
Oh God.
No, I don't know. There was like, there's a lot of like dead dad stuff that flies around. So like the
dead dad squad, the daddy.
Yeah. So, but
daddy,
who knows?
Daddy dearest.
My little friends.
Sure. For anyone just joining the podcast, I'll kind of outline how the game goes a little bit here. And basically, it's just a game of who would win in a fight between. We you've played it on your, you know, your road trips, et cetera, et cetera. We do light, middle, and heavyweight bouts. The topic is the cast of Friends. We're going to start out with our lightweight bout. We're going to decide who the combatants will be. We'll talk about their strengths and their weaknesses, and then we will together decide as a group. We'll vote who wins each bracket. So we're going to start out with the lightweight Friends cast members. Who do you think of when you think of a lightweight, just a lightweight ass Friends cast member who walks in and you're like, oh yeah, it's
So here's what, okay. Mm-hmm. Here's what I need to like figure mm-hmm. out for my own, because I know the show very well, not in a way that's like, I actually know it really well. It's like, I know it really well in like a gross way. So like, if you're like, thinking of light characters in the frame of the like Friends universe of like
sure
Joey's girlfriend who like dates the guy that Monica thinks is her brother, like to me that's like a nothing person. Does that right. constitute lightweight, or is like
that's,
Gunther a lightweight?
That's so light that that's like yeah. that's like non-existent. I would say Gunther is closer to what we're talking about, but I mean, okay. You can make recurring, the argument. Gunther, okay. my man is in the he's in the Lego set. I think he might be light, medium,
real
middleweight in the Friends Central Perk Lego set. There is a Gunther figurine, and I only know this because I saw it at Best Buy, and I was like, there better be a Gunther if they're at Central Perk, and oh my God, there's a Gunther.
See, but that's the thing, they're at Central Perk. If this was an apartment Lego set, would he be there?
And yeah. Gunther was there, I'd be like, oh God, he followed them home. It's finally happening.
Only at like four of the parties that they threw.
Truly. Yeah. So. And I think it was on accident once.
I love the yeah. idea of the ugly naked guy Lego. That's ooh.
Now, ugly
he's
naked
like,
guy.
He's like the Hagrid Lego figurine guy.
We never knew how now. He was ugly. We never knew what made him ugly. It might be he had one cycloptic eye.
Hey, that doesn't make somebody ugly, Sam.
I knew why he was ugly. I too suffer from your same ailment, ugly naked guy.
Okay, like, is Janice a lightweight, or is she a medium?
Janice is a great lightweight.
Is she? I think she's medium.
I think Gunther and Janice are maybe medium to light.
Okay. How about Gunther v. Janice?
Obviously, like, heavyweights are the sick core six, correct?
Yeah.
Sure. It has to be. Sure. Or at least, I mean, we could do two of the core six, you know?
I mean, like, of that ilk, it would
sure,
be of
sure,
them.
Sure. That's okay. The bracket. That's yeah. definitely the ilk, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And we could kind of make
medium. I try to use
medium.
Ilk whenever I can.
No, it was good. It was
ugh,
good,
we
good
know.
Use of ilk.
My Zoom username is just ilk.
Ilk fam.
Okay, so then I think that a medium weight would have to be a Janice, because to me
yeah,
she's
yeah.
she's exciting enough and sure. well-known enough
yes.
that like...
Go ahead.
It feels right. Sure.
And also, she's powerful. Janice's powers. Yeah. She walks in the door.
She's in every season, I think.
They fear her. Okay, but we're getting ahead of ourselves. So I would like to pitch for Lightweight, Marcel the monkey.
I like it.
A curveball.
I like it. Yeah.
A curveball. He was only there in the first season, I think.
Okay, so then are we going to do like Pat the dog, the statue, as the other one?
Interesting.
Because if we're gonna go animal vibe,
it's that you're talking about that's like marble dog, right?
Yeah, that Joey gets strange... to his new apartment.
Interesting.
What if we just go with the Geller sibling connection? What if Marcel fights Richard, Tom Selleck's character?
I have an unfair bias towards Tom Selleck.
Yeah, Tom Selleck's bringing
Seeing
a lot of...
Seeing as I would let him murder me, I don't...
Yeah, when Tom he went in a fight versus me where I demanded he kill me?
looking for Tom Selleck to cook and eat me.
No, don't strangle me, Tom Selleck.
Okay, well, that's you know, thank you for being honest. I think he's disqualified because we can't get an honest read, you know? We can't get an honest fight.
But I like the Geller connection.
Yeah, I like
that
too.
What about Fun Bobby?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Fun Bobby versus Marcel is maybe the most perfect.
Are we doing drinking Fun Bobby?
I think maybe we're getting.
Both come into play.
We're getting a bit of a Jekyll and Hyde situation.
Like he takes three shots in the middle of the fight.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. I think this is like kind of his spinach to Popeye, if you will. You know. Or maybe he starts out drunk and then he gets so boring that becomes a superpower. You know, it's so boring that Marcel the monkey can't hang. Okay. I like this. Does everybody like this? Okay.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Also the actor who plays Fun Bobby, why isn't he in more stuff? He's very like,
he was good.
I think he's good.
He's a true alcoholic. He, that role derailed his life and
it wrecked him.
It completely wrecked him. He went full.
I think you're confusing the stories of him and
acting.
Marcel.
Well, the monkey too. This monkey was shit-faced all the time. Bit of a lush. Forget about it.
He was
never
in the Monkey Shine beer commercial.
Never
He's
see
always
this
around
monkey.
It.
Never see this monkey without a Monkey Shine beer in its hand. Okay, so the question before us in the lightweight fight for the friends bracket, who would win in a fight between Marcel the monkey Geller and Robert Fun Bobby, Monica's boyfriend?
Sure.
For those couple of episodes.
Oh, God.
Now, right out of the gate, I gotta say, Marcel, though a trained, delightful monkey who does, you know, stunts and tricks for television, for the delight of the nation, still a monkey with simian rage.
Mm-hmm. Well, and in the reason Ross has to get rid of him is because he's going through his, like, I'm going to hump everything in sight stage. So he's like kind of crazy, a lot of hormones going on.
Yes, he's going through Ponfar. Remember when fucking Spock went all crazy and tried to kill Kirk because he was horny?
Is that true?
Yeah, that's a thing. I'm not like a big Star Trek head or anything, but there was definitely an episode where
Spock away his Spock ears.
Spock went through like space puberty and was like, I have to kill you.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened to Marcel.
Yeah. Marcel.
Okay.
Exactly.
Bringing it back.
So now, honestly, maybe this is Marcel after he's, you know, spent a couple of years sowing his wild oats. He's been to, where did he go?
He went to San Diego.
He went to the zoo, right?
But then they said he died, and then he started his like entertainment career. So the last we saw him, he was in New York working on the Outbreak movie.
Holy shit, you're right in the episode.
Not that I like know or anything.
No, you're absolutely right. This is conjuring the whole thing's
perfect.
Coming back
this
to
is
me.
Perfect.
Totally. Because he meets, who does he meet on
Julia
set?
Julia Roberts
on set. And it turns
as a makeup artist.
Chandler used to tease her as a kid and she was getting revenge on him. Julia Roberts as a makeup lady. That tracks. Now that I know a couple of makeup
friends
ladies,
got weirder.
Yeah.
That's only like season two also.
Truly. Truly.
All the guest spots on Friends were, I mean, that's going off the rails, but like, yeah. George Clooney pops in, like, fucking, yeah. What's his name?
Brad Pitt.
Not, yeah, 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 Brad Pitt, and then Matt Damon. Absolutely. Like, crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, but here's the thing. Now, did we decide if Fun Bobby was drunk in the beginning and got sober, or sober and then got drunk?
I don't know. Sam, what do you think?
I think he's sober, and Fun Bobby takes a beating.
He relapses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He takes a beating and then decides mm-hmm. he needs to go Popeye.
And then he's fun.
And then he's fun.
He's fun. And that's somehow like a fighting technique.
but he's like disoriented, right? So yeah. Like, there's a tiny monkey crawling all over
sure.
him.
But
and
that's
as he's
that,
getting drunker.
Which
scary.
Sounds like a lot of fun, though, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. The fighting is so fun. It just plays right into his hands.
Until the monkey goes crazy, which it inevitably would do. I think we're getting Marcel after a couple of years in the jungle, the fake,
yeah.
the urban jungle that is San Diego mm-hmm. Zoo. And
he's like a real bro.
Yeah, he's gotten laid a couple of times, and he's like maybe a smoked a cigarette that someone snuck him through
well,
the fence.
Sam, what would a monkey who was in the San Diego Zoo, because you're familiar with San Diego,
yes.
like what would that constitute? Like what kind of person, what kind of monkey do you think he would have become to then go on to the entertainment industry?
Tell us about the monkeys at the San Diego Zoo.
They're all in the military.
Did he fall in with?
He's very testosterone up, I think, then. I think
sure,
he's
sure.
got, Marcel's maybe got a,
right.
yeah, a tight polo shirt. He's kind of, sure. he's a little more jacked than he used to be.
Well, but then he got into movies. So, I mean, he's been, yeah,
he's
interesting.
He's got the ego if he's like a big movie the star ego. Now. He's like a hot monkey. Yeah.
Absolutely. Hot yeah. monkey on the block. Yeah. HMOB.
And like, he's what? He's like, he was yay big or so? Like,
sure, sure.
So let's say he's a foot and a half.
Raccoon yeah. size, cat size.
Sure.
Yeah.
And Fun Bobby looked like a pretty tall guy, like maybe 6'1", 6'2". Mm-hmm. And now he's kind of getting a little disoriented.
Yeah, he's
monkey's
drunk.
Crawling all over him. Now,
hey,
are we
hey,
thinking-
get out of here. It's- hey, stop that. Hey, stop. Come on, stop pulling on my jacket, man.
I don't want to gloss over the fact that I think Jordan measures feet in raccoons. Irene was like a foot and a half, and Jordan was like, yeah, like a raccoon.
Hey, would you pick up like a raccoon of milk when you go to the store?
What is this year to measure? It's depth also?
Jordan, like, look, it's been so nice talking to you. I can't wait to meet you. How tall are you? About 3.5 raccoons.
Okay, imagine 3.5 raccoons. Oh, God.
In
half
a giant
which way?
Coat.
And obviously a raccoon skin cap.
It's two on the nose. That's why it's a good disguise.
Look, I'm on mountain time over here. They use a different system.
Is Marcel going to play dirty? Like, is he going to use his little monkey hands to like go inside
yeah,
Fun Bobby's
yeah.
mouth?
Yeah, I think he's okay. going to go full
claw
monkey.
At his eyes.
I think
yeah.
at the end of the day, you've got a really drunk, fun guy fighting a full on monkey. And
yeah.
I think something about being drunk is a plus in that fight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Well, because you're less scared, I feel like. Like, I've done
yes.
some really dumb fucking stuff when I'm drunk because
yeah,
I'm like, I'm invincible.
This is why people end up in monkey cages at zoos, because they're
yeah,
drunk.
Yeah.
And they're
yeah.
like, and I think that's what happened with Fun Bobby. Maybe this is
the fight.
Maybe this was rock bottom for uh-huh. Fun Bobby the second time. Is he ended up crawling into a cage and fighting Marcel.
Enclosure.
Sorry. I imagine it's pretty nice. But yeah, I feel like a drunk guy could like be like, hey, come on, let's hang out, monkey. Oh no, I killed it. You know? Or like,
yeah, like
it's got
I'm
like,
scared
like,
he would
it could
like
bite
throw
his ear.
Him against a wall.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Like I wouldn't trust a drunk guy to bring home my, you know, Chinese food, let alone handle a monkey carefully.
You know, or the second thing, handle a monkey.
Irene, will you correct me? In the Fun Bobby episode, does he have a little rage?
He's very sad.
Yeah,
does
well,
he just
wait,
get
which Fun
out?
Bobby episode?
The one where he's drunk?
Where he's introduced, or the one where he comes back for the New Year's Eve party.
Hmm. Either one.
Did the answer because the answer is one? No, so I don't know why I asked.
Okay. he's very fun in the first one, and then they find out that he's fun because he's drunk.
He's very like crazy kooky. Maybe that's what you're thinking of. Yeah. Like he ends up in a in a dumpster in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Fun Bobby.
Okay.
What a pro.
I think I'm ready to vote.
Okay.
I think so too.
Go ahead.
Okay. My heart says Marcel. I want to say Marcel has a chance as an animal with teeth.
It's a ferocious animal.
That he could pop out one of Fun Bobby's eyes. But
they go for face, fingers, genitals. That's what monkeys do.
But the fact that when he's drunk, he's just enjoying things so much. That's such a powerful energy that he could fight Marcel without even really like being mad.
I could
He'd just
see
be like,
it.
Get out of here and like put him under the rug or something. Like it's too.
I
if you're impervious
to
scratches
friend.
And bites.
Yes. Yeah. I could see him being like, hey, oh, you're an angry little monkey. Here, have a Twinkie. I had one in my pocket. You know what? Have some of my scotch. He gets fun. He gets
like,
the monkey
if
drunk.
If I was drunk and somebody brought a capuchin monkey around, I would shit
Absolutely.
My pants with joy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think
you're right.
He makes friends with the monkey, gets him drunky. Sorry.
I was just going to say that. I'm so happy you did.
Great. Wonderful. Great minds think alike. And then they pass out and he wakes up and he's killed the monkey by making him play King's Cup with him all night and accidentally wins the fight. Oh no, Marco? What was his name? Oh no, I killed Marco.
And then he looks back at his pictures from the night and is like, I can't believe it.
I gotta get sober, man. Fun Bobby.
You're never
going
to talk to me now.
So, Sam, you're going Fun Bobby.
I'm going Fun Bobby. Yeah.
You're going Fun Bobby.
I got it. The same way.
You're going Fun Bobby, too. I was going to vote Marcel simply because I think Marcel gets drunk with Fun Bobby, and I think it – I don't think that goes great. I think Marcel has a lot of rage. And
if Marcel was two raccoons, that'd be a different story.
Yeah, if Marcel was a chimp, it'd be like, of course.
Fucking get out of town, bud.
You're right.
Fun Bobby's genitals are in a dumpster in Rhode Island. That's the first thing a chimp goes for.
We all saw the interview.
Fun Bobby's face, fingers, and genitals. Yeah, okay. Fun Bobby, ding, 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 wins 2-1. And I think that's right. I think a drunk guy, I think in the great game of paper, rock, scissors, that is life. Drunk.
Oh my God. Do you say it like that to
monkey.
Like be different?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Like, that had very, like, you know when somebody calls, like, eggs, like, chicken abortions to be, like, cookies?
Oh, no. I call them that to be scientifically accurate. And to make it a textured, exciting breakfast. So, ding, ding, ding. Fun Bobby takes it. All right, guys. Middleweight Friends characters. The middleweight Friends characters who jump to mind are...
Janice.
Gunther. Honestly, Janice v. Gunther.
Ursula.
Come on.
Fuck. That's a good one, dude.
Also, do we bump any of the main cast down to just make sure they had like we kind of cover people? Like,
let's talk about who you would bump down.
Okay, I'm gonna go. Stop, Sam. Here's my thought. It's my podcast now.
Go ahead, go ahead.
I've had this conversation with so many people. Yes. And I feel this way, not that these two shows are in the same caliber whatsoever, but like The Simpsons season 2 through 12.
Yes.
I think the best show in the entire world. However,
absolutely.
What happens to Homer and what happens to Joey is the same arc of like, we're like the kind of stupid, dumb guy, but like we're fun. And
yes.
Like, but they become so fucking dumb that like somebody shows Joey the clock and he's like, what time is it? And it's like, that's not fun anymore. Like, first like three seasons, three to four seasons, Joey's like kind of stupid and functional. Like the hot guy, but he's functional. And then it becomes this thing where it's like, he's so fucking dumb that it's like not fun anymore.
Yeah. Well, after he got hit
Joey's
by that
Velcro
cab,
shoes seasons.
After he got electrocuted and now one of his eyes doesn't open all the way and he can't see things.
So like, I lost respect for Joey as a character when he got so stupid.
Sure. When he got kicked by that horse.
Remember when he tried to put a fake foreskin on and it was made of silly putty?
And olive
that's
oil,
real. That's not a riff.
And turkey.
You guys had stuck in a turkey. Wow.
So is it a battle for Chandler's affections, Joey versus Janice?
Well, because they already have contention. Like Joey hates Janice.
It's a very natural fight.
That's really good. I was gonna say I was gonna say Janice versus you already said her name, Phoebe's sister
Ursula.
But I think I like Janice versus Chandler better. Let's lock it in. Do you guys like
Janice
that?
versus Joey?
Janice versus Joey. Yes, sorry.
I think it's specifically Janice versus late season Joey.
Late season Joey.
Very stupid, like Looney Tunes
like
cartoon
seasons
stupid
8
Joey.
To 10 Joey. Where he's also a little puffier.
Okay. Yeah. Janice is punching a bit above her weight, I think, and Joey's punching a little bit below, but honestly, I want to see the fight, so let's lock it in. Who would win in a fight? Go ahead.
I'm just curious if like the male fighting a woman thing is an issue for you guys.
Oh, no. I should have said this at the top. Fight Island is always video game rules. Old people can fight young people. Men can fight women.
Oh, I heard the other podcast. I should have remembered. Okay, perfect.
Whatever needs to happen. No, my bad. I should have reminded you of that. That's no problem.
Yeah, that was your fault.
Honestly, thank you for clarifying before we get into it.
For sure. Think of it as a Mortal Kombat showdown. Perfect. This simply, it must happen. You know, the island.
Chun-Li versus Dalsim or whatever.
So here's something I think we need to remember. Janice, if you guys remember, when Rachel takes Chandler to the nail salon to get a manicure, he finds one of Janice's super long red acrylic nails.
Dang, yes.
And he says, I'd hate to think what she was scratching when this came off. So we know that Janice has a full set of acrylic nails.
She got those claws.
I'll tell you what. When that fucking breaks, it's the worst feeling in the world. And it's not like, you broke your nail. It hurts so fucking much.
But also, this is Fight Island, so I don't think that these claws are breaking quite as easy. I think that the natural fighting energies of Fight Island make these weaponized.
Like Wolverine
these nails.
Vibes.
Wolverine vibes. Absolutely.
Werewolf Radar vibes.
Listen to Werewolf Radar wherever podcasts are sold. Don't be scared. Be prepared.
Oh, that's cute.
What a natural lead into a commercial.
You're welcome,
guys. I'm impressed with your guys' podcasting.
Thanks, everybody.
Okay, so her acrylic nails are a plus, and Joey's like increased size.
I think Joey is gonna be your classic kind of bruiser. He can take a lot of punishment, you know. He's got
speaking of Homer, I mean, he can take a beat.
Yes. Got that thick melon,
like Bowser.
You know,
he's gets the take, Dredrick Tatum treatment.
If anyone can take some slashes from some freaking space age acrylics,
Yeah.
It's this guy glancing off of him.
We know that Joey has a weakness for food.
So, absolutely. Which, I would say he's probably coming with, you know, a meatball sub in his back pocket.
I think the advantage there is that if this, I feel like this really is a video game fight because they like, they do have like Joey, like in a
things about them.
Yeah. Joey, like in a video game, he finds a, like a old time rustic loaf of bread, eats it in one bite. That's, he gets more life. Like that's,
yeah.
He finds an apple. Yeah.
Castle meat,
a Jordan concept. Yeah.
It's not, I don't think that's mine, but I do like the concept of castle meat.
Jim likes to cook.
Yes, as Irene says, it is a weakness, I think, in a certain sense. She could be like, oh, Joey, look what I made.
Oh, my God.
And then pull off the thing, and it's like, oh, my, how you doing, meatball sandwich, you know?
I mean, are Joey and Janice, like, from the same place? Are they, like,
and then
from
he
Long
has
Island
sex with a sandwich, obviously.
Well, Joey's from Queens, I think. Mm-hmm. And Janice, I think, is from Long Island.
Okay. Similar cuisines.
But so are Taylor and Rachel.
True.
Yeah.
Different parts. They're all from Queens. They all serve under the king of Queens, Doug. What's his name? I almost remember his last name.
I love that
Doug.
Fucking show so much.
I fucking love it too. I used to watch that show. That show's very funny. On UPN in the day, it would come on in like some giant block and I would just watch it for hours.
Kevin James and Kelsey Grammer are like such home run sitcom actors who probably aren't good people.
Yeah.
But like, God, they hit every ball that, Crushers. You know, they bat at 900.
You know what show is like very unsung? Is Grounded for Life.
Love Grounded for Life. Great. Grounded for Life was incredible.
You look like his cool brother.
Thank you.
Younger brother.
That is the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Jordan looks like cool Donal Logue. Is that what we're putting in the canon?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could play a vampire in one of the Blade movies.
you could play the guy. I don't know the name, and I don't know how to describe the movie, but I know he's in it.
Blade. It's
about
Blade.
HIV.
Oh no! 28 Days Later. Okay. It's about HIV. It's metaphorically.
Angels in America.
Angels in the Outfield.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I got so excited.
Okay, so we're doing. I do think. Interesting. This is a tough one.
Because she's like a tiny bitch, but she's like a fighter. She seems scrappy.
She's and also if we're giving her those Wolverine claws, that's gonna startle Joey. He's easily, you know, oh,
he's
stop it, slow down.
Boy.
What are you doing? He is. He's a small boy. You know, naked in a pit. I think I give it to Janet. Suh. Janet, sir.
Naked in a pit, I would give it to Joey because I feel like just like the brute force and like like size of him could like overtake her. But if it's like scrappy jumping around, her like hopping on his back, clawing him and stuff.
Interesting.
That I feel
she's
like
gonna,
would go to Janet. So.
She's gonna use the she's gonna use it. First of all, thank you for instantly knowing what I meant by naked in a pit. You're welcome on the podcast anytime. You're taking to these rules very swiftly.
Thank you.
You're right. I think she's leaping off of the, you know, she's wrecking the set.
Yeah,
so
she's
so
like parkouring off some shit and like scraping his lies out.
Chewing the scenery, if you will.
I would also say a disadvantage for Joey is he's around Ross and Chandler, the two weakest men in the world all the time.
So he has
like
an overinflated idea.
Yeah, he has like an inflated sense of what he's capable of physically.
But when they got into that fight with those two guys who were trying to steal the couch at the Central Perk, Joey was the one who like ultimately kind of took over that situation.
That is true. Sure. That is true. At the end of the day, Joey's been in a couple of fights, but so is Janice. Janice is from the block, quite frankly.
I would argue that just from my ideas of the both of them, Janice has been in more fights than Joey has.
Janice is
I think you're probably right. Yeah.
100%, Sam. Right?
I'm also seeing her as like, you know, almost her battle form can do kind of a scream with that laugh of hers.
That's what I was going to say. Supersonic voice.
And it like bounces her off.
My God.
And it just rattles the pillars of the earth. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure. For sure. All right. Honestly, I mean, at this point, I don't see how Joey's going to win this one. Is there a way? Is there an angle we're missing? Is there?
I think.
Okay.
Yeah, Sam, go.
I'll say Joey being dumb helps. Fighting also, is kind of a dumb guy thing.
Also, if this is
it helps
a battle
kind of stupid
for Chandler's affection, Joey is a very loyal friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think he would like weepingly kill someone with a hammer for Chandler.
Chandler means more to Joey.
100%.
He does.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Fuck. That does change things. You're right, Jordan. That was a good angle. Does. Okay. Sam, that's a good point.
Okay. Let's vote. That in mind, I'm ready to vote. I'm going to vote for... I think Joey takes it. I think just as in the series, who had the staying power, you know, ultimately Chandler is afraid of Janice. Chandler sees in Janice a life that he does not, a path he does not wish to tread. And I think Joey leads him away from that. And I think in the end he's there. He's like, no, quickly, Joey, you got to do it. You got to save me. You know, or I'm going to be stuck with Janice. You know, and right, he Jordan. Sees that and he's like, ah, and like, you know, rips her in half like a phone book and doesn't realize what he's done or probably stuffs her into a hoagie and eats her alive.
I'll provide a counter vote. I think it's Janice because, you know, like in wrestling, when you'd be like, suddenly the arena would go dark and they'd be like, that's the Undertaker's music. That's like Janice's voice. Is like it strikes fear into the cast of Friends. You can't fight the demon Janice. It just she couldn't be in the cast because she's too potent.
You know she was supposed to be Monica, right?
Whoa, really?
That actor?
That actress was like tested time and time again to be Monica, and then Courtney Wild. Cox beat her out. But they liked her so I can't remember her real name. But they liked that actress so much that they were like, you got to come back like as often as you can.
That's incredible. That tracks too. She's so good.
She's very talented. And I've seen her in other stuff. She's great in that too.
Also like Phoebe read for Rachel, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they, the same thing. They were like, we're going to make you a character.
The thing they about also were Lisa Kudrow, no, keep going.
Say it again. No, you go.
Everyone just talks about how like Lisa Kudrow rules and you just want her like involved in everything because she's really nice and cool. Like of the cast.
She went to my high school. Not a big deal. Thank you so much for asking.
Whoa. All right. Cool. Can you,
can you
get
Janice
her on the pod? But let me talk to her.
Yeah. I'll pull some. Hey, so did Ice Cube and Ice Cube's kids who are actually sweet.
Whoa. Oh
yeah, real Taft High School really pumped out some greats, myself included.
Are they the Cubes? Are they the Cube family?
They're the Jacksons.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
All right, so we got one vote for Janice, we got one vote for Joey. Irene, it's coming down to you. You're gonna have to be the tiebreaker here.
So here's the thing. Mm-hmm. This gives me very like my brother and I are playing Super Smash Brothers vibes. And I don't know that I'm good. I've been playing against Eddie who beats me every time. But then when I play somebody else, I crush it.
Yeah.
And so I feel like Janice, like you're saying, Sam, is this like fantastic, like dark horse character that can like crush pretty much any other opponent. Like she could destroy, what's her name? Kathy. The girl that Joey's dating, but then Chandler falls in love with. She could crush her. She could crush
Aisha Tyler.
Pardon?
Aisha Tyler.
The Aisha Tyler character?
No, I think that's Paige Brewster, whatever her name is. She's in
Yeah, Paige Brewster. Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. I was wrong.
Who just is so pretty. But anyway.
Did you go to your high school?
Janice?
Yeah.
She taught geography at my high school. It was weird. Janice would skeletonize Chandler. She would destroy him. If it wasn't for Joey, Chandler would be a shell of a man smoking so many cigarettes, still addicted to blow.
I think I have to go Joey, because I think that the love for Chandler would push it to the he gives me like Lenny vibes. Like he's I gotta get rid of her.
Love wins. It's like a Hodor situation where he's like covered in slashes and his guts are spilling out, and there's like he finds one meatball under the couch as he's bleeding out and he eats it. And it's the meatballs that Chandler made for him, you know, and then he gets that power and he turns around and slugs her with one huge punch that turns her head all the way around, Daffy Duck style.
I love it.
And defeats her. Also, in my mind, Janice has become this kind of leaping, crouching, like leather clad, almost like Trinity from The Matrix. Catwoman. Exactly.
Catwoman, but like a pterodactyl that made like a sonic sound.
But ultimately, I think, Joey does it. I think he, you know, death of Superman, expends his last ounce of energy to save the world.
A very close fight, but I do think it's Joey.
ding, ding, ding. Joey takes it.
So question for you guys. I don't like women. I always thought
I love
this is like pretty, but like, is she like, to you, like when you see Janice, are you like, oh, she's sure. Like, look at that.
She's, you know, she has a certain babular quality about her. Ultimately, no, they've done a good job of making her a pretty objectionable character. Because
she's somebody who's kind of divisive. Like when me and my roommate watch, I'll be like, oh, she's really pretty. And she's like, I don't really see it. Mm-hmm. So I was curious what you guys thought, but okay.
Well, it's hard because you're comparing her to Jennifer Aniston and Courtney Cox, like the two best looking women of the 90s.
And Lisa Kudrow.
Who I said was delightful.
Okay. You know who that ripped all of my scabs off? I always had like very hot friends growing up. And everyone would be like, oh, but Irene, you're so funny. God, Sophia and like, you know, Sam, they're so hot. And Irene, what a joy you are to be around.
Yeah. Do you think you could get them on the pod? Do you think you could talk to them?
All my hot friends. I'll give them a call. They won't know any Lenny references.
Yeah, they won't know what fucking naked in a pit means. They don't know shit.
Naked in a pit sounds fun. Stupid.
Okay. he takes it. Joey takes it. Honestly, I thought Joey was going to be mincemeat in that one. Once the Same. Wolverine clause came into effect, Janice is just a like you said, a dark horse powerhouse character who could have taken it, but power of friendship, love wins. You know, he Hodor.
The show's called The Friends.
God damn it! Not Friends and also Janet's.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Okay. Someone named Janet in your life you keep thinking of?
I would have watched a Janice spinoff, just for the record.
It's, you know, you it's think? So... Did you, you guys ever watch Gilmore Girls? Which, if you ever want to do a Gilmore Girls episode, hello!
We did the Gilmore Girls, didn't we?
With who?
No, we've fought the Gilmore Girls in a fight. Oh,
that's right. The Gilmore Girls have visited the island, but it was not...
In what episode?
That's how did they get involved?
Moms? TV Moms, I think?
I think, yeah. We'll have to go back and figure it out.
Very good topics.
But right now, we got to do the heavyweight for perhaps the most divisive topic of all. The people have been waiting for it all year, I dare say. God damn it. I can't stop making
that joke. It's 4 days in and that's all they're thinking about.
I've done that joke twice. It's all they're thinking about. People got a lot of money on this one. The heavyweight.
Everyone just bought their new calendar. They're just staring at it.
friends.
Do you guys watch actual fights too, or is
no,
it just
not
like
really.
I like boxing, but I'm not like a big UFC guy.
You know, if there's a good gif where somebody's getting knocked out for being a jerk, I'll be like, yeah, all right.
Oh yeah, Jordan's a big world star guy. That's different.
So you watch a lot of gifs of fights.
Cinema? Nah, I watch gifs. Oh God, some good ones last
year.
You
watching any shows lately? Yeah, I've seen a couple good ones.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Did you see Goat Slips? Oh, so good.
That visibly knocked Irene over, and I really wish we could somehow show that on the podcast.
I did literally see it.
Goat Slips.
I did literally see. I did literally see a gif of a goat experiencing ice for the first time, and I watched it 4 or 5 times. It was incredible.
Did you see Dog Sneezes? It came out last week.
Oh my God, I cried, I laughed.
All in 1.5 seconds.
I love the idea of having ostensibly normal person, but they refer to gifs as movies. Would be like, that's like a Seinfeld level, like, I had to break up with her because, like,
oh my God,
calling gifs movies.
Yeah. She called Grumpy Cat a movie or something? I don't know. Is Grumpy Cat still around? I think he died.
He died.
I saw the gif where he died, yeah.
Where he got... He got a standoff outside of that Target.
Yeah, he got shivved. Isn't that fucked up?
Oh fucking
God,
hell.
He was a shaved cat toy.
Yeah. He was on World Star by a dog. Okay. All right.
You see your barks in the background?
The heavyweight friends fighting. I mean, there's only 6 of them. Joey's out.
Well, and we use Joey. I think we have to get rid of Phoebe, because Phoebe has street. She's like, she would kick any of those 4's ass.
Phoebe would
decimate
them. Absolutely.
Because yeah.
Phoebe was homeless.
She has street experience from when she was 14.
And she drove a cab.
She's already mugged Ross. So she won there.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's a funny show, guys.
It's such a fucking good show. So we have to do of Rachel, Monica, Ross, and Chandler.
Now,
I like a 2-on-2. I like a tag
you
team.
Like
just
a
what are the teams?
I mean,
that's
the teams. I think are the siblings. Guys versus the girls' apartment.
But well,
or
Ross
is
hasn't lived in that apartment
marriages.
Only for a brief period of time.
You're right. Oh, geez.
But like, Ross and Monica are brother and sister, and Rachel and Chandler have no real connection.
They're nothing. Mm-hmm. They're nothing.
So I don't think that they, and like going off of how me and my brother are, I think he and I would get in too many fights.
Yeah.
To be a working team.
That's why I want to see the heavyweight fight be Ross versus Monica.
And just leave Chandler and Rachel out of it.
Chandler and Rachel are out of it. I think it's a Geller off.
So that sounds so dirty. So here's the thing about that. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Ruin it.
Okay. Well,
because we know a lot about them fighting in general.
You're right.
So like because I'm new to the island, I want to make
no,
sure
you're right.
That like mess anything up, because we know
no,
that she
this
used
is precedent.
To, like, sit on him when she was fat. But
absolutely.
When they played football when they were kids on Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. they tied basically.
Yeah,
They're too even to fight on.
Yes, you're citing precedent here. This is you're doing it, Irene. You're on the island.
I'm so happy. I don't want to leave.
You're crushing it. This is a good point, because she does quite often bully Ross around, and I do think. I mean, towards the end of the show, they are never on more equal footing for a fight. But that is, she does seem to have coming into it a bit of an upper hand in the terms that she is definitely the dominant sibling.
And when they fight, okay, so do you guys remember when Rachel is into the guy, the mountain man with the beard who she bug bombed in the basement?
Yes.
So when she and starts dating him and he's got a weird relationship with his sister,
yes,
she brings it up to Ross and Rachel. She's like, would you guys like fight and wrestle? And she's they're like, yeah, but like we haven't in 15 years because that's weird. And then they start to wrestle again because they yeah. get competitive. Mm-hmm. It's pretty even.
It is pretty even. Okay.
And she has like cooking tools so she could use like pots and pans as her
absolutely.
Weapon. Absolutely. And he could use like archaeology hammers.
Dinosaur knowledge. It's an interesting fight. Sam, will you lock it in?
Okay.
I can't make a decision.
I think it has to be the two romantic couples versus each other, tag team style, because that's where we'll get some difference.
Meaning,
I think it's going to be Monica and Chandler versus Ross and Rachel.
I think that's so smart. I love you, Sam.
You've done it.
I've been meaning to tell you
what
for
a great
49 minutes.
You've locked
it. It's finally come out like an episode of Friends.
You've locked it in.
We had a romantic storyline.
Once again, from the mouths of babes, children see the truth. the heavyweight fight has to be a couples fight. A mm-hmm. what would you call this? A couples competitive fight islanding.
yeah, that long definitely
fight.
I like how long.
So the question, is who? Well, they're going to be chanting it on Fight Island. So get ready.
The Fight Island
competitive Fight Islanding. Couples competitive Fight Islanding.
The
crowd chants at Fight Island Arena.
The Fight Island crowd is great at chanting complicated things. They're doing next level chanting we've never even thought of.
At Triscuits Plaza or whatever we decided it's called.
We decided the Fight Island Arena sold out and sold their naming rights to like FedEx.
Oh my it's god, the one, I love it.
It's the one thing on the island that isn't called like Kickbox Arena or like Fight Falls or something. So at Triscuit Plaza, Triscuit Blockbuster Cineplex Plaza, they're going to wonder who will win in a fight between Ross and Rachel or Monica and Chandler. Now, Monica.
A true psychopath.
True psychopath, totally scrappy, will win a fight, wants to win.
Also super neurotic and has grown up with Ross and Rachel, really. So knows both of their weaknesses.
Knows them inside and out. We're talking guerrilla warfare on a psychological front.
Mm-hmm.
Monica is coming hard to the plate, but so
and
is Chandler. Chandler knows Ross and knows his insecurities.
But Chandler, I feel like would be much more of a verbal opponent because
yes.
I can't see Chandler being like, let's get down and dirty and fight
let's
these
rumble.
Fuckers.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Yeah.
He's gonna be behind Monica. He's a bit of a hype man. He's lashing
yeah.
tones.
Yeah,
he's
like I feel like
up,
Monica physically is at 150% mm-hmm. ready to fight, get in there, mm-hmm. get dirty. Whereas Chandler's at 50%, but they still get to 200.
Sure, because Chandler is he of the gang. He's the wordsmith, you know. He's the
sure
he's,
is.
He's spitting those.
He's
scathing,
my friend's crush.
Those scathing, japes and jabs.
Oh
you
God,
know?
What a great
japes.
Word.
Also, he was on hella cocaine for like a lot of the show.
Yeah.
True. He doesn't remember like four seasons.
Hey, neither do I. Towards the end there, I kind of tuned out.
It's a real mental. Yeah, that's why. The real like mental warfare side is Monica and
yeah.
Chandler. Like they're truly like that. That's like a psychological like torture.
Truly. So what?
Weapon.
What do Ross and Rachel even have going for them? I mean, Ross is. I'm seeing Monica coming with like, you know, like you said, some kitchen utensils, maybe a oven mitt, maybe like a spatula.
So here's the thing. For me, I was almost about to say like, why do we even put these two together? But because it seems like Monica and Chandler are so powerful as a couple.
Yeah.
But I couldn't even remember to say Monica and Chandler. Ross and Rachel is a colloquialism in our culture.
Yeah. Rolls off the tongue.
I literally,
absolutely.
I can show you text with my best friend. She's dealing with stuff with this guy. And I said, well, you guys are kind of just like Ross and Rachel-ing it. This was
true.
Literally last night.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah.
Is their combined like staying power on offense, like love for each other? Is that like a power?
I mean,
have they turned will they won't they into like a physical element that can be wielded?
Like a fucking
they've made an indecision sword.
Like an aura of doubt, almost like a Schrodinger's couple.
Yeah.
Like they exist and don't all at once.
Also, I think an advantage.
Rachel's like hair, like the Rachel cut, is a thing too.
Yeah.
Like they are
the more iconic
thing about Friends.
Truly. The show is ultimately about, the last episode is them getting together, you know?
Yeah.
It's about Ross and Rachel when it comes down to it. And Ross, you know, my man's going to show up dressed as the Hanukkah armadillo. That's got armor plating. He's going to know the taxonomy. He's going to be sighting dinosaurs, maybe even summoning them. We don't know what's going to happen here. He could, he could be like, oh, Leopleurodon. And everybody gets so bored that they fall asleep.
Ross can also use like pity as like an engine.
Pokemon anyway.
Yes. Yes.
Whoa.
Ross can also be so pathetic that people get lulled into a false sense of security.
True.
Here comes Rachel Garotwire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Garotwire.
You know Rachel's famous Garotwire.
Monica and Chandler were never meant to get together. That was the thing that was written into the show to keep it exciting.
It worked. Mm-hmm.
It did work, but them not being meant to be like Ross and
it's
Rachel,
a weaker,
does that break their connection a little bit?
It's a weaker connection. It's a weaker relate. But ultimately, I think it ended up working because they are great together.
They
pulled it off,
like, not a
for
big deal.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. But like, I'm almost wondering. This is difficult. This is a good one.
I am just like, so fatal for Rachel.
Yeah.
That to me, she is the most powerful of the female friends.
She has real final girl vibes.
Well, and also her arc is the most interesting. She throws away all of the money to become a complete success. It's a total fantasy, obviously, just like their gigantic
Greenwich Village apartment.
Yeah, their gigantic Greenwich Village
unspoken
white supremacy apartment that they live in. At the same time, she is kind of like,
tells me like, oh my god, you're such a Rachel, I would die. I would shit my pants and die. But like, if somebody's like, you're a Monica, I'd be like, ugh, stop.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
it is, and also like, if you were to say to your friend like, well, you guys are like Monica and Chandler, they'd be like, what?
Yeah.
You don't
like
us? Oh,
you mean bad?
Yeah. Oh, the episodes about me are a little bit tacked on, maybe? A little saccharine sweet, a little false.
Okay, so there's a couple instances of Monica and Rachel fighting anyway, of which the main one I can think of is Phoebe has to step in and stop them both. But they flick each other on the head, and then
you're right.
Monica goes for Rachel's sweater that she's borrowing. She starts pulling the string out. And Rachel takes Monica's bag and pours marinara sauce into it. So which of those two?
They're
which
both
of those
awful.
Two are more evil?
See,
marinara
that,
sauce is chaotic.
And that ultimately, and that I think is ultimately going to be the crux of this fight, because in the kind of the ecosystem of the sitcom, they are very much in charge of those relationships too.
Yeah.
They are the driving force. And I think that's why, at the end of the day, I'm giving it to Monica and Chandler. I think Monica is scarier, and I think she's going to know how to beat Rachel. I think she knows all their dark secrets, and she's not afraid to, as you say, pick at the thread of that sweater, even though you're borrowing it.
That's her third date sweater, though.
What a tell that she would attack. She would go for that weakness. She's gonna fight dirty. She's gonna fight. It's gonna get nasty. I think she's gonna take it ultimately.
Yeah.
I think Sam, you go first.
Okay, Irene should be the tiebreaker.
Okay. I want you to go with your heart. I don't want you to manufacture some reality TV bullshit here.
I am convinced. Man, Jordan, that's a very compelling argument because I do think Monica and Chandler are more evil.
Right?
But I do think Rachel is weirdly the protagonist. That's what she's this has convinced of me of.
The protagonist.
She has a lot more like she's hot girl confident energy. She's also
she's like at the end of Ready or Not. Like she's smoking on the Burning Mansion steps. Mm. Like she's had the journey of the whole thing. And I think she prevails. And I think like also Monica and Chandler's like weaknesses is they are so neurotic that you could spin them into oblivion. And same with Ross. Rachel's the one who like actually does have like perspective and is a normal human being.
And Rachel would know like something like pouring marinara in a purse is like, it's a mess.
That's not even calculated.
You could spill like some glitter or something that's it for Monica. Mm-hmm. That's the afternoon, you know?
Yeah.
That's true.
Or show her like a dirty bathroom and she would have to.
Yeah. Monica and Chandler are slaves to their behavior in a way that Rachel isn't to me. But Ross
exactly.
is.
And so. I feel like Ross also has sort of the Joey vibe with Chandler of like, he'll do anything for Rachel. He always has.
He would.
Ross sacrifices himself in this fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
I would like to make it canon.
I gotta give it to Ross and Rachel.
Ross and Rachel, take it. Ding, ding, ding. The heavyweight fight. Ding, ding, ding. Ross and Rachel. I'm making it canon that Ross is wearing the Hanukkah armadillo suit.
I love that.
And he gets Hanukkah armadillo powers. You can roll into a ball. And
Monica's Mortal Kombat power is that she can get huge and then get small.
Sure. Yeah. She's like Mondo. Anybody? X Factor? The 90s? I'm out of here.
Mongo, like Blazing Saddles.
No, there's an X-Man in the 90s named Mondo.
Whose that power feels like they poochied the X-Men.
It was a little poochie. A little poochie vibes. Mm-hmm. Ross and Rachel take it. Honestly, I didn't expect it to happen, but you guys are right. I think the show is ultimately about them. And you can't shake that.
I was so close to going Chandler and Monica. But these were all, to me, very, very close.
When the smoke clears, it's Ross and Rachel all day.
Yeah.
It's truth. Irene, thank you so much for joining us. What an episode.
Thank you guys for having me. This was so fun.
What a heater. Hopefully hopefully all the sound is there this time.
If not, this subject is the most cursed it could possibly be.
Yeah, you're just not meant to. Maybe the trademark is so strong that they're like, you can't even fucking talk about us.
They can fucking turn us off through time somehow. The NBC lawyers. Irene, thank you so much for joining us. This is a great episode.
Thank you guys for having me. This was so fun.
Of course. Where can the people find you on the internet or thereabouts?
You can find me on YouTube just at my channel name, Irene Walton, or my series name, which is Dead Dad's Kitchen. And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Homemade by Irene.
Hell yeah. Definitely follow. This was a ton of fun. I'm going to follow you after this. We're just meeting. So you guys can join me in following Irene on the social media. You can also follow me. I'm Razor Lou on all of the places. I am also at twitch.tv/RazorLou. I do art and play video games and stuff there. And you know what?
We
mentioned it a couple of times. Thank you so much. We mentioned it a couple of times in here. Werewolf Radar. Check out my other podcast. Woo! If you're into Bigfoots and Chupacabras and ghosts. We're doing Alienuary after doing Bigvember and Boosember. So we're focusing on aliens.
Cute. Is October just October, I hope?
October was just October.
Yeah, yeah. Sort of an octopus month, but it really didn't play. And as always, you can find me on Twitter at @VoteSamWiles and at SamWiles on Instagram. And if you listen to this podcast but still haven't listened to my comedy album, do it. Why not? It's free. It's on Spotify. It's called Regular Guy Out of Hell.
Regular Guy Out of Hell. And also, subscribe to our Patreon. You can get our... Yeah. semi-weekly episode, mini episodes known as Scuffle Peninsula, and it's a lot of fun.
And we've got plans for the new year. We're gonna throw up Discords and play some more video games and stuff and Twitch.
Such darn plans. Yeah. And we're gonna go record a Scuffle Peninsula right now. Sam, why don't you count us down?
1, 2, 3.
All right, break it up. It's all over for Friday.
Live coyotes. Ow!
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.